I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Today's piece comes from Dave Popkin.
Karla Thomas is the reigning queen of Memphis soul and one of the early stars of Stax Records. Venice Thomas is an 8-time Blues Music Award nominee who has sung with a who's who of A-listers, including 10 years with Aretha Franklin. When Venice's husband, Wayne Warnick, was diagnosed with ALS in 2022, she decided to do something about it. Last year, Venice, Karla, and many musical friends held their first concert to raise funds to fight the disease. This April, Musicians United for ALS, The Blues and More was held at the Capitol Theater in Port Chester. The all-star concert was a hit, featuring the original Blues Brothers Band, Shamika Copeland, Paul Schaefer, Average White Band, Tom Chapin, David Foster, and those soul-singing sisters from Memphis. Warnick, a noted producer, has been an inspiration to Venice and their community with his positivity and determination.
Wayne is a really unusual personality. First of all, he loves music in every way, shape, or form. He was in bands in junior high and high school, and they still get together every couple of years. And even though he can't play with them now, he still helps produce shows where people can come and support. So he's still so interested in music. And because of the way he's progressed in his disease, he's still able to speak very well and to swallow all the things that are sometimes very difficult for ALS patients. And so he can produce, we're in the middle of producing a new record. He can continue to thrive in the music business, and he has so many friends who love him. Wayne is the most positive person I've ever met, ever. And he's the one who uplifts me and keeps me going.
The Thomas sisters joined showbiz early, following in the footsteps of their father, Stax star Rufus Thomas, who billed himself as the funkiest man alive.
He was not just ordinary, that's for sure. He wanted to always be where the action was, you know, but he was very unusual. He was a performer's performer. He used to tell me, I don't care where you put me on the show, just put me on the show. And by him being with the minstrels in his early days, you know, did a lot of work with big bands like Jimmy Lunsford and people that would come to Memphis, Cab Calloway and all these type people. So he goes back way, way back as far as being a performance performer. Growing up with him was wonderful.
Those who listen to the Rhythm Review on WBGO are no strangers to Karla Thomas's hits like Tramp, Baby, Gee Whiz, and others. And she's no stranger to the host.
Baby, oh baby.
I met Felix and his family first in New York. I did a show there and he came and they were all there. And then he came to Memphis to do something for one of the radio stations there. And he called me. He said, you want to do something? You want to do an interview with me? I said, yeah, like, I remember you. You are fabulous.
Enjoy my full interview with Karla and Venice Thomas on the WBGO YouTube page. And to contribute to the cause, go to als-ny.org. I'm Dave Popkin, WBGO News.